Hey everybody, welcome back to Moscow and welcome back to the Center for Disinformationology. I'm Shea Bowes and I'm joined by a man who the local sperm bank actually paid money not to donate, Organis or Augie. He's a man that's obsessed with numbers and getting things right, which means he gets me off the hook because I ain't. And where would we start this week? Moscow's getting a bit chilly, getting a bit cold, and so is Kamala's campaign. She actually ran into a proper interview. And it was a bit of a car crash. Run the video, Augie.
People are exhausted. 70%
of people tell the country is on the wrong track. They say the country is on the wrong track. If it's on the wrong track, that track follows 3.5 years of you being vice president and President Biden being president. That is what they're saying, 79% of them. Why are they saying that? If you're turning the page, you've been in office for 3.5 years.
And Donald Trump has been running for office.
So Donald Trump's been running for office all that time. What has that got to do with you screwing the pooch, Kamala?
But you've been the person holding the office.
Come on. Madam Vice President. You and I both know what I'm talking about.
I actually don't. What are you talking about?
What I'm talking about is that over the last decade, people have become... But listen, over the last decade, it is clear to me, and certainly the Republicans who are on stage with me...
What the... What in the name of Jesus has Jar Jar Binks Harris? Why can't she just answer a simple question? It's very, very interesting stuff, isn't it? And speaking about the polls, Augie, there's some truth in this situation, that in the States, both the Republicans and the Democrats have been screwing American society for quite a while, right?
You see, Jay, it's been in the since 2001. If you look at this Gallup poll number, it clearly shows that Americans hated their country for like 20 years from now.
But the mainstream media still maintains that Kamala is winning. And maybe that's why Jar Jar Binks Harris has decided to hit the dance floor yet again in a very edifying display of her move busting. Run the video, Augie. What? Oh my God. The dance of the doomed. Well, it's like something out of an asylum. It's like exercise there at Bedlam. And as Kamala dances away the heartache of the car crash, Fox interview, maybe they can rely on the spooky Trump cartoons. Probably meant to scare kids and adults. Anybody, of course, in the US can be terrified by political propaganda. Run the video. It's quite spooky, quite sinister stuff. Run it, Augie.
The new game. Team 6 have vowed to hunt down every enemy.
Is this not called propaganda? It's not propaganda. It's not what it is.
The president decides that his rival is a corrupt person, and he orders the military to assassinate him. Is that within his official acts?
It's crazy.
From what we can see, that could well.
In any other country, if Americans saw this stuff, they'd be really pissed off about it and they'd immediately sort of invade, probably, and say this is electioneering, election interference. And of course, what does this all really underline? It underlines the fact that the United States is an exceptionally divided society. Probably, some people believe, more divided now than it has been since the Civil War. Potential for violence if Trump doesn't win. He won't accept the results. But again, what has the American sort of dream become? When a son is praised, you know, slapped on the back, good boy, Tommy, for ratting out your papa. This is the real deal. Here's a kid who's getting praised for giving information to the FBI, no less, about his own dad, because his dad turned up at the January 6th protest, or revolution, or coup d'etat, whatever the... Run the video, Augie.
Well, the tip actually came in from before January 6th. My dad was getting way more radicalized as time went on, following Trump and isolating himself more and more, and it was terrifying.
What were some of the signs you saw?
You know, he's watching all sorts of media that was terrifying. He isolated himself to online groups that were...
Yeah, he probably watched us. He probably watched Moscow Mules. Terrifying!
Not to just the family, but to the people around him. And it scared me.
This is just like something from the Romanian Stasi. It's unbelievable.
Involved that you had to...
Brain rot. And of course, the people who took part in the January 6th protests received hundreds of convictions. Many of them are still in jail. People in the UK as well, you know, you say something online, you go to prison. But guess what? If you want to run a coup in somewhere like Georgia or Ukraine, and you want to kill loads of people, you know, it wasn't, by the way, the protesters or the government at the time, the elected government who shot the protesters. It was probably the protesters themselves or the CIA. When that happens, these people are heroes. The people back in January 6th are essentially carrying out a coup. It's an insurgency. But when the mainstream media in the US decides to tell you a lie, they're very good at it. They spend a lot of money, just like they've done about, you know, Starlink, for example. We've got Sleepy Joe telling everybody that we're going to get Starlink to the people down in South Carolina and Florida. Let's have a look at the video, and then we'll have a chat about it. Run it, Augie.
I've also directed the development of Starlink, deployment of Starlink. 50 are in place right now.
It's getting worse and worse.
Places like Canton can call for help and reach the ones that love loved ones who they're not sure. Anybody?
Yeah. Well, guess what, Sleepy Joe? Your regime actually withdrew funding for Starlink, and Big Elon says that he couldn't supply Starlink terminals to people in the flood-hit areas because you cut the budget. And after Kamala's car crash interview on Fox, things are getting a bit nervous. It's maybe she peaked too soon, you know? Maybe the Don will win. So what will we do? Let me think. What significant political tool could we roll out? I know. Back in the 90s, Bill Clinton, you know, who's fond of the ladies, he decided to go for a jog and just by accident land in McDonald's, all sweaty, just a normal guy, got in for a cheeseburger. I'm glad he didn't go for the chicken fingers. Monica Lewinsky would verify that. And guess who turned up this week again as the Democrats kind of get a little bit worried? They roll out the big guns. Big Bill turned up in McDonald's just by complete accident. Run the video, Augie. Look at this dude. Look at the what? How are you doing? This is not all staged.
Yeah. Oh, my God!
She thought it was Joe. Oh my God! He does look like Biden, doesn't he? Vote retarded. And as trouble in paradise spreads at Democrat HQ, Kamala's decided that, you know, the only way to get the black people to stop voting for Don is to probably legalize marijuana. I mean, what else could you do to bring the black African Americans along? You know, give them some extra drugs and a bit more welfare money. But we did get a sneaky peek at what might be going on at the top of the tree in Democrat HQ, at church, actually, at the front of the pew. We had Sleepy Joe, Obama, the puppet master, and Bill in the background having a little chat. It's AI generated, of course, it ain't real, but it's a good look potentially at what's really going on. Run the video, Augie.
So is Kamala doing okay?
Nope. She's down, Joe.
She's down.
I think they found out that she's retarded. Now we're basically, Trump is killing us at the polls. So yes, we're gonna lose Joe.
It's great, isn't it?
Damn
it's
it.
So good. Can I come
wait,
back?
Wait. What if I come back to run again?
As candidate?
Yeah.
This is so good. Whoever did this is a genius, right?
Let me put it this way, Joe. The only person in this world who is even more retarded than Kamala Harris is basically you.
So. The only person in this world that's more retarded than Kamala Harris is basically you.
We'll talk later, Joe.
Okay. It's women looking fine up in here.
Women looking fine up in here. Mm-hmm. Bill getting his finger in again. And don't forget, we had, of course, Elon this week saying that Joe Biden basically only had two functioning neurons, but still spent most of his time on the beach. Poor old Joe. But in fairness to Kamala, you know, it's not easy. She is a woman. She is black-ish. And it is tough for her. It's tough to get to the top of the tree when you're a lady and you're black-ish. And you're pretty dumb. Maybe we should take a walk in Kamala's shoes, Augie. What do you say?
Let's take a walk.
Run the video. Yeah. I guarantee everybody who watches the show, more and more of you dudes are doing it every week, will be whistling that tune until the next episode. Yeah, it's an earworm, yeah. And of course, while the clown show elites do their clown show walk in their clown show shoes, ordinary Joe in the States is getting his ass kicked by big taxes, crime on the streets, immigration. No one seems to give a shit about him. And no one more than the people down in South Carolina and Florida are suffering right now. They're not getting enough money from the state. And they reckon it's going to cost $100 billion to fix the damage there. Remember, the US has probably given over $200 billion already to Zelensky. So how would you manage to get some cash from the US state? Maybe change the state of Florida's name to Ivano-Frankivsk. Maybe change South Carolina to Kiev or Kiev, as they like to say. The other idea might be, Augie, get yourself a Zelensky mask. What do you reckon? Run the video.
An American who's been screwed by Joe and Kamala's foolish economic policies? Maybe you're struggling just to afford groceries, or maybe you're a victim of Hurricane Helene.
Oh.
Can't seem to get any help from a government that's all too happy to suck tax money right
out. It's an advertisement. It could be the best money you ever spent. Check it out.
We've got the solution for you. Introducing the Zelensky mask. That's right, folks. Joe and Kamala have already handed out trillions of dollars to Zelensky. And now, with this Zelensky mask and a Ukrainian flag, you too can cash in on this opportunity.
You get a few quid.
Here's how it works. Just plant one of these flags in what's left of your front yard, put on your Zelensky mask, and watch how fast Joe and Kamala start sending you trillions in federal aid.
This symbol announces that you're about to hear someone talk complete bullshit. What's the other one? And as a significant portion of the US population find themselves underwater while all the cash goes overseas, it doesn't just go to Ukraine, it also goes to a place called Israel. And without the United States, since the foundation of Israel, hundreds of billions of dollars have been given. But remember, no good deed goes unpunished, it seems, when it comes to the boys in the East with the US accents, you know, and the British accents, the Polish accents, the Ukrainian accents. You know who I'm talking about, the Israelis, yeah. And we've got a particularly pleasant character here now, basically suggesting that the storms and the terrible floods, and a lot of people were killed, by the way, during those floods, are basically the United States' fault. Yeah, you deserve it because you allowed people to protest for Gaza. Run the video, Augie.
The rain falls fast. Boom. Like in Florida now. Hurricane over there.
Nice watch.
Yesterday, the pro-Palestinian dance over there. Today, Hashem destroyed the place. They want to learn the hard way. They learn the hard way.
Imagine this dude was pro-Russian or Chinese or pro-Hamas. What would happen to this dude? Can you imagine? The show that would fall on top of his head, the piano, the FBI would kick his door in at a heartbeat.
The United States made a decision against Israel. A few days later, New Orleans was all flooded. Some Christian leaders spoke.
Unbelievable.
They said every time we do something to the chosen people, immediately we have a natural disaster.
Chosen people. Yeah. What did you choose the Gazans for? To turn them into mincemeat? And of course, it's not just Rabbi Mizrachi who's angry and trying to justify the mass killing of the Gazans and now the Lebanese as well. It's the mainstream media in the US, even showing images, apparently, of all these kids that have been torn to pieces is a bad idea. Me and Augie are going to do a little bit of table tennis, ping pong, with a few headlines of how the Western media is basically justifying all of these images. It's just kind of your own fault. You shouldn't be doing it all. Augie, what have you got?
Well, here's Wall Street Journal coming out with the headline saying UN peacekeepers are Hezbollah friends.
Uh-huh. Yeah, mine's a little bit better. I think it's a little bit better than yours, Augie. The New York Post. How many Gazan civilians are really innocent? But, you know,
you never know if this baby really deserved it.
Oh, you know.
Here's a good one by New Yorker. Rationalizing the horrors of Israel's war in Gaza. Too much press coverage of dead Palestinian children is a new form of blood libel.
My God, that's just unbelievable, isn't it?
You can't say it.
Not good. And things aren't any better in the good old city of Chicago. Used to be the hotbed of crime, you know, Al Capone, the speakeasy. It doesn't look like it's gotten much better. We've got some really interesting footage of a train being hijacked and robbed. And I don't think anybody's been actually taken into custody over this robbery, Augie, right?
If you can see, there's dozens of people involved in it. Only two people have been charged.
Two people. Maybe if some of the hundreds of billions of dollars were spent on cops and improving the infrastructure in America. God forbid. Yeah, check it out. Run the video. Wow, look at this. They're like crawling over. It's like they've got so much time to do this. You wonder, you know, it's just, right?
Actually, as it turns out, Che, thefts such as this are among 174 Illinois cargo thefts so far this year.
Wow. Wow.
And the number has been increasing since 2020. Mm-hmm, so it's like you're regular day in Illinois.
Just another day at the office. Not the Oval Office. And, of course, going from east to west, out in California, you know, the Sunshine State. Such a beautiful place. You're liable there to see, you know, beautiful horses running in the meadows, the crashing waves on the coast. And you're also likely to see two homeless people using their feet as tools of sexual gratification. I don't know how else to put this. Run the video, Augie.
Dad, homie, what is the doing?
This is just wrong.
Hey, bro, what are you doing? Weird ass.
What are they doing? This is like the end of days kind of stuff. It's like kind of Sodom and Gomorrah, you know. Check out the story. It's kind of weird, right? I mean, all the time and all the while, all that cash and all that expertise and all that care, it's going to all Ukraine and Israel. Mazel tov.
Talking about Sodom and Gomorrah, Che, Californian authorities were set to release dozens of homeless sex predators on the streets.
Of course.
So next time, our dear viewer, this can be your food.
And of course, there is a sinister side to this story. Incredibly, sex trafficking of underage immigrant kids under Harris and Biden has tripled. Yes, it's tripled. And the country that they're sending hundreds of billions of dollars of your taxpayers' money to is also a hub for child sex trafficking and human trafficking. Most of the prostitutes across Europe are from, guess where? Ukraine. And as the poor old blue-collar worker, you know, grinds an extra day out just to pay his taxes, spare a thought for the hard-pressed elites in the U.S., the political elites who are so intimately linked to the military-industrial complex, to the banking system. Yeah, it all makes sense, right, when you add up the little abacus of reality surrounding the dysfunction. Let's have a look at what AI thinks the elites look like on a night out in New York City. Run the video, Augie. Oh-ho. Ah, Lies Wide Shut. Remember the movie? Nicole Kidman? Smoking hot. Here we go. Yeah. It's kind of sinister. It's kind of spooky, right?
It's AI, but the one that describes reality pretty
close.
It's
the neural networks kind of stuff, right?
Eating pizza.
Pizza. Pizza. Yeah. And leaving the sunny plains of the United States of America, we're going to head to our old friends in Ukraine, the center of freedom, democracy, and liberal values. And we've had the stunning news, breaking news, that Vladimir Zelensky has released his victory plan. Surprise, surprise, his victory plan probably involves destroying the whole continental landmass of Europe in a nuclear war. Because what Vlad wants is he wants more weapons, more bombs. He wants to attack Moscow, St. Petersburg. He wants to target the Center for Disinformationology, actually, which I'm not too happy about. So basically, he's not asking for anything new. He's just asking for new weapons, new planes, more money, more cash. It's a complete fantasy plan, right? And remember, he wants to join NATO today. I think the Russians had a little bit of a problem with Ukraine joining NATO. That might have been the reason why they invaded them in the first place. Run the video, Augie. So there's a look at the plan. No, there's Jabba the Hutt with the plan. Look. The plan has nothing in there. The victory plan. Wow. I think the victory plan also includes the fact that the Ukrainians have now lost 50% of the territory it took in their heroic invasion of Russia. No one in the mainstream media seems to want to talk about that one. And while Ukraine is busy with its victory plan, which is really a kick in the ass plan, the internet has become alive with all these memes celebrating the ludicrous nature of it. But is Ukraine really winning? Yeah, of course it's winning. That's why it wants to drop the draft age to 18 years old. That means when you're an 18-year-old kid, you're going off to die in the East. And it also means that the Ukrainian very infamous feared death kidnappers of the dictator Zelensky are now visiting concerts, parties, gyms, you name it. They're really scraping the barrel looking for the pre-deceased to head east to die for NATO. And of course, also desertion rates are really, really high in Ukraine. Some people say about 100,000 people have run from the front lines. So what would you do? Let's boost morale, Augie. What would you say? A little bit of a show. Yeah, nothing cringy. You know, it's never good to be too close to the artist when this is happening. Difficult when you're in an underground bunker getting this bombed out of you by the Russians on the video. Cringe city? I mean, look, I mean, what, I mean, is this real? Oh, it's all a bit. Oh my God. And why are they not laughing at this? Why are they not just like bursting out laughing?
I think the sense of humor has been bombed out of them.
Yeah. The Russians probably did a little bit of surgical humor removal on these poor mother. And of course, ordinary Ukrainians are, like ordinary Americans, are so enthusiastic about the conflict that they're queuing up to leave the country, to hide, to run away, paying between 10 and 30 grand to get a piece of paper to stop them having to go and die for NATO. But there's even now being published online advice on how to get out of the country. I mean, it's insane. Have a look at this video where you're advised how to trick the guards at the border by hiding in the boot of an electric car, which is actually in the front of the car, which they won't look in because the engine is not there, it's in the back. Anyway, run the video, Augie.
Лайфхак, як проїжджати блокпости ЦЦК в Україні.
You know, I mean, an industry is springing up in how to avoid joining the army to die for your government. Not good, right?
Democracy in action.
And of course, we like to have a laugh and a joke here on the Moscow Mules, but some things are just not funny. They're actually quite scary. And while the US kind of tries to drag Americans away from tradition, tear apart the fabric of society with the whole LGBT cult, the same thing is actually happening in Ukraine with American tax dollars. Zelensky, who is being peddled as the new Churchill, this champion of freedom and democracy, he's actually crushed the free press. He's imprisoned journalists. He owns the media. And he's a dictator, remember. No one's voted for this dude. And another thing he's doing is brutally and aggressively crushing the church, the Orthodox Church of Ukraine, a very ancient institution, much loved by Ukrainians, Russians, Belarusians, and many, many millions of people around the world. Check out what the Democrat, the darling of the Democrats, is doing to Christian churches in Ukraine. Really, really creepy stuff. Run the video, Augie.
This is Archangel Michael Cathedral in the Ukrainian city of Cherkasy. Mm-hmm. Look what they're doing to it.
Mm-hmm. And why would you need to do this, I wonder? What is the rationale behind this? Is this all part of a sort of a Soros-based sort of assault on culture, heritage, and ancient links to society? I think it is. I think this is... they would love to do this in the West, and to ordinary churches as well. I really think this is true. And meanwhile, it's not just ordinary Ukrainians that are suffering because of Zelensky's dictatorship. People in Africa are too. Very interestingly, the Ukrainian military and its political elite are being kind of weaponized by probably the CIA across the Sahel, a big strip of land that used to be dominated by French colonial interests. Not anymore. The Malians are being attacked by Islamist rebels, if you like to call them that, committing terrorist atrocities. They've killed a hell of a lot of people over there. And guess who's helping them out? You got it. The Ukrainian military. But the good old Malian people ain't too happy. They see Russian interference in a positive way, that the Russians are actually coming to help them defend themselves from terrorism. Kind of like a place called Syria. Run the video, Augie. So they decided to put together a little effigy of our friend Vladimir. Yeah. Oh, feeling a little bit hot. Yeah. And Augie, who spent a lot of time in Africa, tells me that this type of stuff is quite commonplace over there. Right, Augie? The Africans like to get it on. They like to get out on the streets and do this kind of shit, right?
They don't hold it in themselves instead of crying on the internet.
Maybe it's the French influence. Yeah. Some nice Russian flags there. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye. And of course, this kind of underlines a sort of death cult that's emerged around Ukraine. A country with such a big future. Zelensky himself, remember, elected in 2019 on a promise that he would destroy corruption and he'd end the war in the East. Think about that. He would end the war in the East. Now you got probably 750,000 people living underground. He's become a zombie, a zombified non-entity. He's not really in charge of Ukraine. He is kind of like the living dead, and that's what he represents. And some genius has portrayed it all in an incredible video that's doing the rounds on Ukrainian and Russian social media. Run the video, Augie. Yeah, it's pretty grim, isn't it? The
smell. Maybe fire is the only solution.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, cleansing with fire is the only way this is going to happen. Look, yeah. So, like, yeah, it just represents death, right? He stinks of death. It's just horrible. Ugh.
Probably yeah. Should have a disclaimer.
Oh, the maggots. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Dictator death. Doctor death. You know? And meanwhile, in the background, what's happening? All those gleeful, energetic volunteers who are determined to go and die for Uncle Sam and NATO and Ursula von der Leyen. They're all doing what in the background? Yeah, getting dragged out to the front, into the meat grinder. Human beings in, big profits out. BlackRock, ka-chink. But of course, remember, when you're paying for this kind of when you're funding the government of Ukraine, even paying their pensions, can you believe this? Right? When you're doing that, just like in South Vietnam, when they propped up the corrupt dictatorship there, numerous dictatorships in South America, we all know about that. When you're paying for this, you got to make it look plausible. And what better way than to give the dictator Zelensky an award? They'd be giving him the Peace Prize next. Run the video, Augie.
The president of Ukraine,
yeah.
Volodymyr.
Give him a golden plate award. I mean, what?
This plate has been awarded for 60 years for the contributions to the development of humankind.
Mm-hmm. Well, Zelensky's doing his bit for the diminution of humankind. He's kind of removed half the... Maybe he's doing his bit for population growth. Maybe that's why they're rewarding him, because he's basically halved the Ukrainian population. Maybe that's it. And sadly, that brings us to the end of another trip around the circus, the clown show. But always remember, at the top of the elite's pyramid, there seems to be a big party going on. Everybody is enjoying it up on top, and they've convinced themselves that the idea of democracy and freedom, particularly in places like Ukraine and Israel, where they're committing mass murder on a daily basis, it's all a good thing. They're dispensing the medicine to you, the poor taxpayer on the bottom of the pile. You're underwater, you're going to war, you're dying, or you're getting the bombed out of you. It doesn't look like anything's going to change anytime soon. And that means we're going to be in business for quite a while here in the Center for Disinformationology. And we're going to be here next week, shining lights where nobody wants them shone. So from Augie and me, for now, we'll see you next week. Sweet.